The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland. Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency, serving the Siouxland community. Well, today we're going to have a special show for you because this year we are dedicating ourselves to a year of families. Mm-hmm. We're looking at it. The governor is looking at families this year. We see families. We all work with families. And back with me today is my co-host, Brenda Geisinger. And this is our first show of 2023. So, Brenda, welcome back.
Welcome back. Good morning.
And you got a great topic to talk about today because we're going to talk about families. And that's we got Family Services here, and we have a lot of things to discuss with you. But we have a special guest today. And joining us today is Fitz Grant, the executive director of the Sanford Center. And he's going to talk about families that he sees and what the needs are and what we can go forward with. So welcome, Fitz.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to have you here. We go ways back.
A long way back.
Let's not make ourselves old.
No. I believe probably what? Mid to late 80s.
Well, Brian moved here in 86, and you were playing basketball for Briarcliff.
Yeah.
And now I've been here half my life in Sioux City. As long as I've been in Massachusetts, I've been here. And you and Stuart Lee, I go all the way back to you guys, and you're all doing well, and you're at the Sanford Center. So tell us a little bit about your job and what you do at the Sanford Center.
Well, once again, my name is Fitz Grant. I am the executive director for the Sanford Center. A quick history about our agency. Our agency was started back in 1933 on the west side, West 7th Street, I believe. We were started as a community settlement house. Let me just back up a little bit. Before we were known as the Sanford Center, we were known as the Booker T. Washington Center. But we were started as a community settlement house. And what that means is that when people would migrate from the south here to the north, the Sanford Center was just a vehicle to make that transition a little bit more smoother. In terms of finding like jobs, leads on housing, schools for the kids. But more importantly, our agency was used as a place of leisure. As you know, at one particular time, we did have an Air Force base here in this community, a thriving one. So when the airmen of color would come into our community back then, they could not readily navigate through Sioux City. So that oftentimes they would come to the Sanford Center and just spend some leisure time, some quality time at our agency. However, in 1951, a guy by the name of Art Sanford gave monies to the Booker T. Washington Center. So we changed our name to the Sanford Center to honor Mr. Art Sanford. So,
It's a good history.
Yeah, it's a great history. Yeah.
I remember back, I learned about the air situation, the Air Force, the airport we had after they were in the war. Well, you know Mark Wetz?
Yeah.
And Mark told me that his mother had a job. She used to go up in the towers at the airport and watch for German planes at night. And I said, well, why don't I just come during the daytime, you know? Well, you're back. But, you know, but it was active and there were a lot of things going on. So I just learned something new about our history in this town.
Yeah.
And that's, well, Brenda, we started off as an orphanage.
That's correct. Right?
So it's funny how we rise to meet these needs. You want to talk about our early days at Boys and Girls Home?
Way back in the day, over 130 years ago, the Boys and Girls Home started as an orphanage, and they had orphanage trains, and children were in the trains, and it was during the Depression and the war era, and children needed to be taken care of. So they were put on trains, and they were let off, and our agency was run by two women, and they took them in, and we began our services.
That's outstanding. It goes to show you how the community rises to the need.
Absolutely.
It's not just happening now. This is our history. This is what we do in Siouxland.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the need and how are we going to handle it? Hey, I'm here today. This is Art Silver. We're on When Things Aren't Going Well. And joining me today is Fitz Grant, the executive director of the Sanford Center, and my co-host, Brenda Geisinger. And we're talking about families. So, Fitz, let me ask you about the families that you work with. What are you seeing as some of the stresses and how it impacts children? Two questions, really.
You know, there's a lot of stress, you know, just here as of late. You know, this COVID thing has really hurt a lot of our families, you know, job loss, things of that nature where families just can't provide at the level they used to provide at. You know, a lot of the families that we work with, single family dwellings, single family units where the mother is more or less the head of the family. So often too many times you have one person trying to take care of the needs of that family, it becomes very difficult, in which there's a lot of stress. And we find that with these kids, they bring a lot of those stressors to schools or even into our agency. So we have to find compassion. We have to find some empathy for these young people in order to just calm them and to meet those needs of these young people that we're serving right now. So.
Well, one thing when we look at it, it's not judgmental.
No.
We're looking to fix a problem going forward. Absolutely. And the problem a lot of times slides down to our children.
Absolutely.
And this is where we have the biggest opportunity going forward.
Absolutely.
How can we help these kids overcome this?
That's right.
So you're describing this to us.
Absolutely.
And what you see on a daily basis and what we see with our children come in on a trauma-induced type of stay. The children need help.
Absolutely.
And so, and they're not going to make it. I've always said, what animals, small animals and children aren't going to make it without adults.
That's right.
And we got to come up, but part of it is understanding
absolutely
what's going on.
You know, you say that. I think we have to begin to see things with open eyes. And often too many times we look at a different situation with blinders. You know, one situation is not everybody's situation. We have to see people as individuals, human beings. And we have a lot of little human beings that need our attention and need our love. And one thing at the Sanford Center is that we're about building relationships, you know, one kid at a time, you know, and we want to pour into these kids. And it's a never a time thing. We're there for the long haul. So if it takes 3 to 4 months or even a year to build a relationship, that's what we're going to do, because we're looking at the end product. That success of that kid. What will that kid become after we've provided services to that kid, you know, for the last 10 to 12 years, you know, in our program? So that's what we look at. So we're about relationship building, one kid at a time, you know, and how we build this community better with relationships.
Well, you know, I always use this quote from Brenda's son a while back, you know, and it hit me right between the eyes. And he was, I think, 13, 14 at the time. And he's in college now doing well. But he said, you know, all children deserve a parent.
Absolutely.
Not all parents deserve a child.
Well, you better say that again.
And that just still rang with me because it's so true. And we see the successes of our children when we have the family involvement. The family unit is what this country is based upon.
That's right.
And it's being really pressured by a lot of things happening right now that we can go through. So maybe we can't solve those problems quickly.
Right.
But how do we take care of and invest in the youth, invest in that child, invest in that promise? And we talked a little earlier, invest in that hope.
That's right. When
children become hopeless, we have problems.
That's right.
Jenna, you want to share some of our kids? I think one common denominator we have with the Sanford Center working with our kids is trust.
That's right.
You've got to get, and you said relationship.
That's right.
You've got to get this trust back up.
That's right.
Brenda?
I think what, you know, Fitz is touching on in terms of that hope and being there and that support, it's not a magic button or a formula. It's just being open to their ideas and navigating the life journey together and letting them know that you're there for them. You're going to help them, and just listening and connecting and offering any resources or support or guidance that you can, whether it's to the parent or to the child or both. We're all in this together.
Well, that together part's important, Brenda, because a lot of folks don't go home to this every day.
Mm-mm.
A lot of folks don't see this, and that's okay. They're doing other things, but we have to advocate. We have to educate, because there's such a critical part of our community. And Fitz, a lot of things that you do, you intervene over there. So the problems really don't come to the surface because you're working on them before they get to be problems.
That's right.
And that gets back to your relationship issue.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned trust. You know, at the Sanford Center, we want to be that trusted individual in that relationship. And like I said, how do you become that trusted individual? Time is what you put in. You have to invest yourself. And that's one thing that we've done. You know, myself, I've been with the agency for 30 years and I've invested time, energy, resources. There are times when I think about I would have given my life for some of the kids that I work with. But for me, I can really see those investments that are paying off. You know, having been a part of this community for about 32 years in a working capacity, I've seen a lot of the kids that I've touched actually out here doing good things. And it's all about just time investment.
I love that.
Time investment.
Yeah. It ain't a quick fix. Yeah. It's not a light switch.
Yeah.
It's an investment over time. So hey, this is a great discussion. Yeah. And we're coming up on our break. So continue your morning chill. We'll be right back when things aren't going well right here on 1360 94.9 KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger. And today our guest host, I can give him the show. Take it over. It's Fitz Grant from the Sanford Center. He's just doing great things over there. And he's been around this community such a long time. And what I loved about it when I first met Fitz, you know, a lot of the younger people, they move away. And Fitz is one of the guys that came back here, stayed here, has invested his time in the community. And when I look at what you've done at the Sanford Center and how many other nonprofits have been around that helped this city get through our problems, try to develop a strategy, work with the city on things for resources that are limited. Fitz, you've done a great job. And what I love about it, you're up and coming. You still got some time to get a lot more done. So we're counting on you to continue the great work. Speaking of that, let's talk about what you actually do, your programs at the Sanford Center.
So, you know, hey, the Sanford Center is a character building institution. And that's just a tag of our tagline for the Sanford Center. And how do we do that? We take these kids as if they were our own. And that's how we work with our kids. Some of the programs that we offer at the Sanford Center is our before and after school program. It's a program designed to help with some of the child care issues that we have in our community. What we want to do is give parents opportunity to be able to take a job first thing in the morning. So we have a program where they can drop their kids off as early as 6:30 to two of our locations. So we have a location on the west side as well as the east side too. And they can...
A rumor has it that you drive the bus.
Yeah, I do drive the bus.
You do everything, huh?
Yeah, I drive the bus too. Yeah, so you can, you know, drop your kid off to one or two of our locations. So that way you can, you know, go to work. And what we do is we provide these kids with a light breakfast, give them opportunity just to hang out before transporting them to school. Then we pick up these kids after school, bring them back to the location, and provide after school activities for these kids.
And both of those times are so critical in a child's development, getting ready for school, getting them grounded after school.
That's right. Yeah. You know, you gotta have people. You know, one thing we decided to do was going to, you know, put some quality mentors in our program, hire some young people that got a lot of energy so they can come and receive these kids in the morning.
How about rainy days? Huh? Yeah. It's like a beehive when you walk in there. How are we gonna keep these kids active today?
Absolutely, you know, and that's one thing we looked at, you know, kind of making sure that we got qualified young people to work with our kids because they're close in age, but these young people need somebody that can handle that energy.
Nicely put.
Yeah. You know, another program that we have is we have an ACT prep program, too. It's a program we've probably been running for the last 6 years. We have a partnership with New Arising Tutoring Services where we try to make those ACT prep class affordable. Now, if you were to take this class on your own, it may cost you between $7 to $1,000. But with the Sanford Center, you can have the same program for $70 for 7 weeks. So, which is a quality program. You're getting the same tutoring for the class without the high fees.
Well, that's a bonus and good for providing that service.
Yes. And then another program that we have a youth prevention program where we talk with kids in the context of HIV prevention, unwanted teen pregnancy, things of that nature. And we give kids strategies to abstain from having sex, things of that nature. So we want to, you know, keep these kids from actually getting into a situation where they can't handle. So we provide a program for that. But one of our flagship program is our outreach mental health program.
You've been doing that for
a while. Been doing that for about 30 years now here in this community. What started out as a 3-year grant, we've been running for the last 30 years. And what we do is we do our frontline mental health intervention. What we do is we work with kids in the context of social and emotional behaviors. We kind of look at kids in terms of some of the issues they may be having day to day in terms of, okay, why they're not coming to school? Okay, why they are having some behavior issues in the class or some attendance issues? So we're not having the kids, we're not referring to kids ourselves. The kids are referred to us by the administration of the school. And all we're doing is putting in strategies to help these kids navigate throughout the day.
Ain't that the word? Navigate throughout the day.
You know, I tell people the Sanford Center, we're that outreach program, we're just the glue that try to hold that kid together throughout the day. Some days we're successful and some days we're there, but
nature of the child, nature of the kid. Absolutely. But the key is you hang in there with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you hold them accountable.
Absolutely.
Something that probably hasn't happened in a lot of time. And we go through this with our children.
Right.
And you know, there's not a kid there we don't love.
That's right.
And they'll push back on you.
Absolutely.
And but that's just what they're trying to
do
to see how much you really like me. You want to go through this with me?
You say that, you know, I can remember starting my career back in 1990. And I work with a group of boys, and I tell you what, there was some serious pushback going on. And I thought, man, do these kids really like me?
Right.
But you know what they were doing? They were testing me.
Absolutely.
To see if I was down for them. And after I passed the test, I was one of their heroes. And to this day, some of those kids that I started my career with, we have great relationships to this day. Yeah, but kids will test you now.
We have we live by the HIPAA policy, so we really can't talk much about
what happens. Absolutely.
But in general, we see this every
right.
day. Brenda fights with this. Brenda has to deal sometimes with kids that we could easily discharge.
Right.
We work with them.
That's right.
We work with them. Our staff's committed to these children. Brenda, you want to say something about that?
You know, the pushing back, testing the limits, kids become masters of avoidance, and they will use behaviors, anything they can. And they may not even know what's going on with them on the inside of how do I handle all this stress or these feelings or feeling overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And so they push back or they lash out. They can get aggressive. They can just kind of get nasty. Mm-hmm. But if they know you're there for them,
that's right.
No matter what, and it may be just sitting while they have their little, I call fit. Mm-hmm. But
okay, now that we get that out of the way,
let's get down to business.
That's right. And
kids just need to know you're there for them.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a slow thing. This has been a great show. And we're coming up on the end of our show. And we try to end our show every week with a little bit of humor. Humor is good for the soul. So sticking along that line, these two guys, they stole a calendar. You know, they each got 6 months. That's a family joke.
Oh, I got that one.
That's a family joke. Okay. So listen, Fitz, it's been great having you here today, Ed. Thank you so much. Part of this community team that just quietly goes out there and gets stuff done. You're doing a great job at the Sanford Center.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you and working with you, and I look forward to going down the road. Brenda, always thank you to you that have you here, and glad to have you back. And also thanks to our listening audience. A shout out this week. We're going to shout out to Dick Hayes in the upcoming Martin Luther King celebration this Monday night, mm-hmm. and the Mount Zion Choir gets involved. If you haven't been, Dick's done this for a long time. If you haven't heard him read the I Have a Dream speech, it is good. So if you get a chance, that happens Monday night at 7 o'clock, I believe. Anyhow, when things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning right here at 7 o'clock on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week? Go out and have a good laugh. Peace be with you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.